NYPD, car thefts soared 51% this year. By Joshua Kaplan on June 14, 2022. Grand larceny auto surged from 3,587 incidents to 5,420 incidents between June 5, 2021 and June 5, 2022. According to data recently published by the New York City Police Department, NYPD. Fox News reports. That category had one of the largest upticks during the most recent crime statistic report covering May 30 to June 5. Grand larceny incidents spiked by 50.1% from 20,659 incidents reported to NYPD as of June 5, compared to the 13,713 reported during the same period last year. Meanwhile, overall transit crime surged by 53.6% so far this year. Of the 5,420 vehicles stolen, NY Daily News reported that roughly 2,200 of them were incidents where drivers left their vehicles with the engine running or unlocked, often with the keys or key fobs inside. In a statement to the New York Daily News, NYPD Deputy Inspector Robert LaPollo said the jump in figures is not necessarily people being less careful than they had been in the past. The criminals are just more brazen, the law enforcement official added. The data comes after the New York Post reported that the NYPD is on track to suffer record resignations and retirements this year. The Post said, some 524 cops have resigned and 1,072 have retired as of May 31, NYPD pension stats obtained by the Post show. The 1,596 total is a 38% spike from the same period in 2021, when 1,159 cops called it a career, and a staggering 46% climb from 2020, when 1,092 left the force by the same date. The city is out of control, especially since bail reform, an unidentified cop told the newspaper. The last few years so many people had been leaving and manpower was so low that you'd go to work and you'd answer 25 to 30 jobs a day and you're burnt out by the end of the day, he continued, adding. Residents would ask, why does this keep happening? And I would have to explain to them, this guy is going to be locked up tonight. But tomorrow night he's going to come down your block again. He's going to be on the same corner, you're going to see him in the same stores, committing crimes. I wish there was more we could do. But we can't. Patrick Lynch, who serves as president of the Police Benevolent Association Patrolman Union, warned the departures will have deep ramifications for New York City. The NYPD is sliding deeper into a staffing crisis that will ultimately hurt public safety, Lynch said. Low pay, inferior benefits and constant abuse from the city council and other anti-cop demagogues has pushed attrition to record highs, he added.